Blog Talk Radio.
Women have the power to transform this world. We can end crime and violence if we all agree to do one thing: share. Let's share our wisdom, share our time, share our talents, share our finances, but most of all, let's share our love. This is the Female Solution. Join me, Naima Latif, every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we bring you stimulating discussions about the issues affecting our lives. If you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution, press the blue button that says follow and get our daily topics every morning directly to your email and your smartphone.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Radio Show. We invite you to call in 515-605-9325 and participate in this daily think tank as we examine the challenges we face and develop solutions that restore peace and harmony. We are global transformers, changing the world from the way it is to the way it should be. We are one. Wherever we live on this earth, we are one human family. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to extend a greeting to all the members of our family, whenever and wherever you may be listening around the world. To our family in China, Ni Hao. In India, Namaste. In Japan, Konnichiwa. In Korea, Annyeonghaseyo. In Russia, Zdravstvuyte. In Germany, Guten Tag. In Poland, Dzień dobry. In France, bonjour. In Spain, hola. In Italy, ciao. In Egypt, ahlan wa sahlan. In Ghana, akwaba. In Nigeria, peleo. In South Africa, sawubona. In Senegal, nangadef. In Kenya, jambo. In Israel, shalom. In Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Saudi Arabia, assalamu alaikum. Greetings. And may peace be upon you all.
We have an opportunity to transform the whole global society in the next 50 years. 50 years from now, the earth will be populated by a new generation of adults, many of whom are yet unborn. Our mission is to nurture them in childhood with love, guidance, and protection, and to raise them in healthy, happy families. If we impart values of compassion, generosity, and respect for fellow human beings in the next generation of children, they will create a world where people can live together in peace. This is our goal. Be a part of the transformation. Get your copy of the book, The Female Solution. Go to www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com.
Live to be 120 years old and remain active, healthy, alert, and vibrant. Our bodies are made up of cells that are constantly rejuvenating. So if we take proper care of ourselves, we can literally defy aging. Join us every Tuesday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time to learn about cell care from Susan Essentials on the Female Solution Blog Talk Radio Show. Learn how to help your body and your cells feel rejuvenated each day through proper nutrition, sleep, frequency medicine, and many unconventional methods of self-care. I'm Jody Susan. Join me and my amazing guests by calling in at 515-605-9325 and press 1 to speak. We'll help you achieve a breakthrough in your health today.
I was I was going through so much at one time. I remember just making major decisions, you know, taking care of my family, going through hardship and so many things. And I had to ask myself, you know, how can I balance out? You know, what can help me? So I started studying different ways of self-care and things. That, and I was always the to-go person. You know, it's always one of those people in our family, and I was that person that someone would always come to talk to and to, you know, ask, oh, can you listen to me today, you know? Mm. Can you offer me guidance or advice? And, you know, I had to really realize, I said, wow, I said, this is my gift, you know? This is my gift to the world, mm. Not only to myself but to the world. And it became so real when I lost two loved ones mm. that was very close to me, my sister and my mother, to cancer, and I had to go through those interchanges of feelings, and one of those grief stages is called depression. So, and this happened within a 3-year period. And while I was in grad school completing my studies, I went through the interchanges of things of how a person could, you know, get to the bottomless pit, as I call it, where you don't feel a lot of life there, because you have to deal with whatever you don't have anymore. You have to accept what you don't have anymore. And I call it the new normal, the new normal. You have to literally adjust, and it takes a process to adjust. It is not something that just happens. So to make a long story short, I continue to study. I have been in the field of mental health for effectively now 15 years. So I went into program therapy, which is program therapist, where I could actually do individual therapy as well as do group therapy as well, you know, to help people actually understand what they're going through, because I believe knowledge is power. Once we understand exactly what is going on in our lives, then we can make changes. And then we have to know what to change and what remains the same. And, again, it's a process. As I tell my clients on the outside as well as my patients on the inside, it takes all of you to save you, mind, body, and soul.
Yeah.
And all of those areas have to be in units to walk together and to look for the balance in life. And it's not on the outside of us, it's on the inside. Once we stimulate that wonderful, soulful experience that God has given us. I call it experience because that's what we go through life. It's experience. It's something that is far beyond what we could possibly fathom or understand. But once we tap into the, you know, the I am, that's when everything starts to make sense. And even when you go through the losses, when you don't understand, when things seem to be chaotic or confusion, you would take a moment. I call it using the power of pause mm. to pull yourself out of whatever it is that's taking over mentally, emotionally, or even spiritually, or to pull yourself out of it enough so you can gain your grounding back again before dealing with that situation. Because we get head-on hit. I call it, you know, it hits us right there in the head and in the heart all at one time. And we go back to that feeling powerless, like we can't make changes. We choke on our choices. We struggle with our decisions when we really need to go inward and just give yourself that moment that you need, you know, to regain your posture.
You know, going through the process of watching loved ones transition, particularly from cancer, I've had that experience. My husband of 20 years, of course, transitioned as a result of cancer. And we had in that last year of his time here, time to really talk about our feelings about the other side. And, of course, you know, we spiritual people, so we know life continues. But I had to be there with him and help him face the uncertainty. because even with all of our spiritual teachings, there's still the uncertainty because we don't really remember before our birth, generally, you know, unless we've had a near-death experience that kind of opens our eyes about the reality of our eternity that we learn about in our spiritual teachings. There's still that question, there's still that uncertainty, and so we had a lot of conversations, and then, of course, by the time he transitioned, he was at peace. There were some projects he wanted to make sure I got finished in his name, you know, books and so forth, films that we were working on together. And so his main concern was, I want to finish the work that I came here to do before I leave. But I know a lot of people, they have such extreme fear of death, and when they're facing the reality of their physical mortality, sometimes there's panic. Sometimes, you know, because of some extreme religious teaching, they're fearing, oh, hell, I'm going to suffer and damnation, and I wasn't good enough, and so God's going to punish me, so there's dread of that. So what do you observe sometimes when people are facing the transition of a loved one and maybe they don't have a spiritual background that gives them a feeling of certainty that there will be peace on the other side? And how have you helped them deal with that?
Well, it's funny that you asked that because I am also a certified death doula.
Oh, I like that. A death doula. Now, we've been talking about the life doulas, but I didn't know there were. That's powerful because you need help coming in and you need help going out.
Exactly. And we look at, to make this as simple as possible, what it seems, we look at death not being a mourning, you know? We look at it as being a celebration. And 1 month, and the thing about it is because we're moving in a area from the natural to the spiritual. Now remember, in birth, we move again from the spiritual to the natural.
Wow.
So it's all transition.
Yeah.
It's all transition. Yes. The struggle that comes in it because we're so caught up are carnal minded because we've been in the natural for so many years.
Yeah.
However long we're here. From, you know, 1 year old to 100, whatever. And we because this physical body is, you know, the feelings, the emotions, the actions, the behavior, the conscious thought, all of this, right, is comfortable being in the natural.
Mm.
So here comes the time for the transition. We don't know the time. No one really does. No one knows the time of birth. A doctor can tell, you know, a mother, a family, okay, you have gestation of this long and this baby's going to be due, you know, on this day. But he really don't know the time.
Right.
Just as you don't know the time of when it's coming in, you don't know what time of when it's coming out.
Right.
So the last 30 to 45 days, family, what a person goes through is shredding away from the natural, mentally, emotionally, spiritually. And what I saw of my mother and my sister, within those time frames, they go through spiritual awakening. The last thing that goes is the hearing.
Mm. And that's the first thing that comes in, too. The first sense that the baby has is the hearing.
Correct.
That's going to leave. Wow.
Right. They, we hear from the last breath. We hear. So I often tell loved ones that they're going to mourn, if they want to talk, to go out of the room unless they're talking to their loved one, saying their final goodbye, you know, and letting them know it's okay to transition. It's all right. I will be okay. I will be fine. I love you. You know, you must go where there is peace. You must go. And give them that ability. But most of all, the surety, because they're still trying to hold on to natural. And that's why some of them struggle so, you know, because they're holding on. So as they do this transition, within those last 30 to 45 days, there's a lot of thought process because the consciousness doesn't go anywhere.
Mm.
It doesn't go. No, they're very conscious. They may not can speak to you, but just as a baby is coming out of a womb, they're conscious.
Mm.
They can see. You know, the only difference is when a baby is being born or coming out of the womb, the baby can see. A lot of things that fade away with the ending part of death as we are going out is our seeing. Sometimes we cannot, we go all the way down to seeing shadows, but the hearing is ever so present.
Mm.
So it's a totally amazing way our Creator has made us to let us feel our way out of this thing, not shutting us completely off,
mm.
you know. And so comforting is extremely important in this time. Touch is extremely important in this time. To touch a loved one by their hand, lay their hand on their chest, even other parts of their body, to let them know it's okay. And it's the same thing. When a baby's coming out, the baby wants to be held and coddled even after the birth. And that's a form of surety that I'm secure, I'm safe. And as they're taking their last breath, they need to know I'm safe. And I truly believe they see things that we don't see.
Yes. Oh, yes. You know, they see the unseen. I've had some experiences with transitions. Well, I don't want to keep our callers waiting because we've got folks on the line that want to talk to you. So let me bring in a few callers before our break. And let's go to area code 336-350. I believe we've got Mama AZ on the line. Grand Rising. You're talking with Dr. Debbie Green today. Powerful sister, isn't she? Grand Rising.
Grand Rising, Dr. Lateef. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, ma'am. Loud
and
clear.
Grand Rising. Grand Rising to Dr. Green. This is just right on time. Dr. Green, it's interesting because I have a young lady who cares for me on her shift. Her name is Leanne, and she helps people. Well, she's with people because she's in this nursing facility here where I am at the moment. And she came to me at 4 o'clock in the a.m., you know, to change my bedpan, and she said, Mama AZ, how do you help somebody transfer? And I said, all I could tell her, Dr. Green, is, baby, nobody can tell you how to be with your patients in a good way to help them to cross over, but you, whatever you need inside, because you have compassion already, you have whatever you need to help those dear ones to transfer. And it was interesting, Dr. Green, because the patient that she was talking about came to my room as they were transferring. I'm not kidding you. And later on, she asked me, and then when she came back, I said, Leanne, I said, the who you were asking me about, were they here? And she said, yes, ma'am. She was my patient. And I'm like, wow. The fact that you are a doula, a death doula, that's somebody that I would really like to connect her with you so you can reassure her if that is possible, because that's part of her job or her station in being here because of who she is. This is why I'm here. The Creator placed me here to, I guess, to minister to these special angels that are here in this facility. So how would you tell somebody, it, you know, to the steps or the guidelines, or did I correctly say to her she has the intuition and everything that she needs within her, just let herself feel it and know it. And are you out of High Point? Are you the Dr. Green that was in North Carolina many moons ago?
No, ma'am, I'm not. I'm not that Debbie Green. No,
And Dr. Green, tell us what city you're in.
I'm actually in Georgia. It's called Houston, Georgia. Houston, Georgia. Yeah, it's about 35 minutes out of Atlanta.
And Mame, one thing I wanted to ask Mame AZ, because, you know, we always use the term grand rising. I think Mame AZ sort of got us started with that. So, Mama AZ, give us the origins of that greeting, Grand Rising, as opposed to, you know, hello or, you know, good morning, that sort of thing. Tell us about that.
The origin of the Grand Rising, the Creator placed me with some people on the blog talk many years. Well, you know, it's been a while. And they would say, Mama Bear out of Oregon. And then there were some people here that I connected with. They would say, Grand Risings, Mama Bonfire, Grand Rising, Grand Risings, you know. And it didn't originate from me. It originated from another group of people. And it just seemed to stick. And that group is no longer together. However, that the Grand Risings has a vibrational sound to it, or feeling to it. When you say that, I haven't analyzed the letters in Grand Risings, but I'm pretty sure that Brother Eddie Harris, who's there in Chicago, could analyze it if he's on the line. It, to me, it has a grandness to it, a royalty vibration to it.
And I know communities have used that greeting, and it does, you know, have a grand rising. However you rise up in the morning, you know, in the daytime, or your first time you awaken, you know, let it be grand. And I think about that. I think in terms of the fact that our souls leave our bodies every time we sleep. So when we arise, we're actually, our soul is coming back after its, you know, travels wherever. And we want that reentry to be grand. So I think that does kind of get the vibration.
Might I add to Dr. Green, I don't know what led up to this podcast being done today, but family, if you add up the digits, even your name, Dr. Green, I'm wanting to say, if add up your name and the time that you came to the planet, that is very, very key to why you're doing what you're doing now. And today, family, if I've added correctly, is a seven. Seven is the total. You add up, today is the eighth month, is the second day, or it's the third, and 2021, add it up and see if that does not come to a seven.
Wow. Well, you know, you're definitely a numerologist in that sense. We're going to take a quick break, Mama AZ. Hold the line if you can. We'll be back. And, of course, if you're listening online and want to join this conversation, give us a call, 515-605-9325, and press 1 when you're ready to speak. We'll certainly add your voice to this conversation. We're talking to Dr. Debbie Green, who is a mental health care professional, and, of course, Now we know what do you call the kind of doula?
Death doula.
A death doula. So she helps you with your transition out. And we'll talk more about that when we come back after this quick break. So we want you to stick and stay. Don't stray away. We will be right back. So stay with us.
Do you want to live in a world without war? Join our global peace movement. Heavenly Culture World Peace Restoration of Light transcends culture, religion, ideology, and other boundaries to achieve peaceful harmony in the global society. HWPL is committed to bringing world peace and cessation of war through peaceful dialogue between religious groups. I am Director Shin-Suk Kim of the HWPL Chicago Branch of North America. Join us for our next gathering. Call 773-580-1501 and be a part of the movement for world peace. Email us at chicagohwpl@gmail.com.
Constantly arguing with your spouse? Are your children misbehaving and acting out? Is someone in your family abusing drugs? Have you been the victim of domestic violence? Are you grieving over the loss of a loved one? Let us help you restore serenity to your life. At Serenity Family Social Services, we understand that good mental health is a result of emotional well-being. Our goal is to assist you and your family in removing emotional distress and restoring harmony and balance to your lives. We offer individual, couples, and family counseling. I'm Howard Williams, CEO of Serenity Family Social Services. Call us today at 312-315-4820. That's 312-315-4820.
Everything you need, what your body needs, is found in nature. So Susan Essentials doesn't do it any other way. Susan Essentials provides your employees and individuals access to over 20,000 nutritional products, and they are shipped direct to your door. Because Susan Essentials is certified in plant-based healing, we're permitted to offer you the best nutritional supplements on the planet. They're non-GMO and sustainably produced. And we take the guesswork out for you. Let Susan Essentials help you take control of your health today.
Susan Essentials leads you to wellness by giving you access to more than 20,000 sustainably produced nutritional products delivered direct to your door.
Hi, I'm Jody Susan with Susan Essentials. I started Susan Essentials in 2015 because of a personal health journey. I was over-medicated and put on 19 different medications. And yes, I reversed all my chronic diseases using plant and energy-based healing. It was amazing. At Susan Essentials, we support both consumers and businesses, and we do that with helping your employees or yourself with a food as medicine mindset. How Susan Essentials supports businesses and consumers is we teach people about a food as medicine mindset. So we support people on how to support their own immune system, how to support their brain health, how to support their emotional well-being. And we do that all with plant and an energy-based healing.
With a Place of Peace pop-up from Susan Essentials, you are able to increase productivity, mental acuity, leaving you with higher energy and peace in just 20 minutes. We pop up at our office or yours.
Look at pictures of families. Look at help them to kind of go back into their memories of the good memories, of the joyful times, looking at all the times that they were successful, the times that they made a difference in someone else's life. I have them, again, to roll back tape, and I usually use that term to look, and I would say, look at the time that you enjoyed, not so much the time that was, attached to trauma or any disheartening or difficulty, but only look at the good times, the times that you really found enjoyable, and talk about that. You know, family should talk about the good times. I know it's a mourning time, but it's so very important to that person that's transitioning, because they want to have that sense of peace consciously. Yeah. They don't want to have the inferiority of death, of feeling that, oh, I'm leaving and I can't see my loved ones anymore. I can't have, you know, that brings on fear. Yeah. That brings on discomfort. And, you know, as they are, it's almost having a gathering of celebration, you know, celebration to let us know that, you know, we're celebrating because you're going back to, you know, I call it to the universe. You're going back to a place where there is nothing that holds you down. I personally believe, and just from my experience, that when we transition out of the physical body, we are light. I mean, when I say light, which means the physical person holds us down to gravity on the earth. Mm. So when we no longer have this physical body, we can transition into the lightness of it. It's nothing holding you down at all. You can move from time and space. And it's a beautiful thing. But just to allow the loved ones should celebrate, as I said. Let's sit down and, you know, just as you had a birthday, if you remember, it's turning another year. Okay, this is a birthing, but you're going into a spiritual birth. You're going into a likeness. So, you know, share with us what you're feeling. You know, if you're working through any hardships at the time, you know, let us give you comfort. I think that's what families, our loved ones, caretakers can do. It's like, you know, let's think about the good things that you've done in this life.
Mm.
Before we think about leaving, let's think about the people that you touched. Let's think about all of the love that you gave to this universe, to the earth, to the people on the earth. And when you do that, you help them so tremendously, you know, to not just say, you know, goodbye, but it's not just saying, okay, I'm moving on, but I'll see you later.
Mm.
I'll see you later. There's never goodbye.
I'll see you later.
I'll see you later.
When I get there. You know, that's what I always wanted. I want a joyous transition. However I leave here, I want people to be laughing. You know, I want there to be a party. I want there to be fun. You know, serve good food, play music, all of that. You know, I want there to be joy.
Yeah.
And I would love to. I love when there is joy because everyone agrees that this person had a life well lived and they made people happy. And I went to a recent memorial, you know, I guess you could say a contemporary of mine, April Branch. She transitioned suddenly, and you know, it was so. She was a secretary to Reverend Jesse Jackson for a long time. Her mother had been secretary to Reverend Jackson, and so you know, she had just gone with us to a trip. We had met Reverend Jesse Jackson at the airport. He was just coming back from getting an award from France, and she was always like, when they had trips, she'd be like the bus coordinator and everything and get people on, take attendance, make sure nobody got left and all of that. So she was doing that role just a few days before she transitioned, and apparently suddenly, you know, her heart stopped and she was gone. And so there was the shock of her leaving unexpectedly. She hadn't been sick. I was going, I just saw her. She didn't look sick. So I believe, and you know, I kind of know, I guess, if, well, you know, I do know that our, as you say, we don't consciously know the time or the hour, but our soul already knows the time we plan to enter and the time we plan to exit. And we exit at there's no accidental death. You know, there is a choice of the soul to leave in a particular manner for that experience, because all of us are having different experiences, and we have, you know, choices that we make. Okay, if you do this, then you leave that way. If you do this, you leave that way. But all of us, we chose to leave because you choose to come, because this is a temporary experience. But I think when someone leaves, and, you know, there's no trauma, there's no sickness, they're just gone, people start thinking, oh, wow, I can't prevent my death. You know, what happens if I just die? You know, because there's that fear that somehow, you know, God took them away and that kind of thing.
Right.
How do you help people change that mindset that your transition isn't a punishment from God? It's not an accident. It's a soul's decision to re-enter the spiritual realm, just as your soul made a decision to enter the physical realm. How do we help people change that mindset about transition?
Well, I truly believe once we live a life of purpose, and, you know, our purpose is varied. There's so many different ways a person can have purpose. As you were talking about the person that you're talking about saying, you know, they served, you know, area with Jesse Jackson. I mean, that's a well-lived life of purpose. And even in her personal life, I'm sure that she has purpose there.
Yeah.
I think once, as you said, our souls have to feel a completeness. And even you often hear the stories, oh, they have so much to offer themselves. They were right in the middle of doing this. And then all of a sudden, you know, that person exits. I believe there's a timing on every human being that walks this earth. It's a time to enter and a time to leave. But while we are doing that to become oneness with ourselves, we need to seek purpose. Purpose is the thing that keeps and gives us hope, you know, and it gives us surety. It gives us the ability to be, you know, not just human doing, but human being. And again, we take away from that. So we look at, again, we get so comfortable with the natural life of looking at all of the chaos, the turmoil, you know, of disheartening, this, all of the things that we see on this earth plane right now that's happening, to the point where we eternalize that. And that disturbs the peace of the soul structure. It disturbs it because now we just didn't see it with our video eyes. We didn't hear it with our audio ears. Now we are living, breathing it inside. And I truly believe we should have a buffer between the world, external voices, and our internal. And it doesn't matter what it is or who it is. It could be family, work, you know, friends, or whatever the case is. We still need to have a buffer between, you know, a limit or a boundary. Because one thing for sure, if we let too many things in, it causes eternal rupture, especially if it's negative, because our bodies are very filtering. We filter everything. When we were children, we learned by osmosis, which means in behavior we duplicated our loved ones, our parents. And if they ever told us anything that was unrest, you're not good enough, you're not smart enough, or you're a bad person, we tend to believe what they say. We adapted to whatever we saw if it was dysfunction. So that being said, we literally grew up, you know, with the same core programming mentally. And that itself starts to change and transform with everything else we're letting in from the world. And here we come to that point of soul rupture So when it's time to exit, all of that stuff, all of that emotional baggage, if we haven't dealt with it, if we haven't finalized it, I find that patients will lay there and they will go through these cycles in their mind, and death is not ready because they're not peaceful enough.
Mm. Wow.
They're not peaceful enough, and they have not finalized. And, you know, our Creator gives us that time to finalize. Some things, like I said, unforgiveness is one of those things that ruptures the soul. So we have to make some acceptance there.
Wow.
To allow ourselves to forgive. Not to say we condoned or we agreed with whatever was done. Forgiveness takes the power back and puts it where it belongs and gives a sense of peace, of freedom. So again, when it's time to transition, you're not holding on to anything in the natural because you have finalized in process and moving on. I call it, compare it to a room. In this room, there is all of the life-damaging things in the room. And outside the room, there's home, there's peace. As we go through this transition of journey, we are allowed to go in that room of damaging things, but we're not allowed to stay there.
Mm-hmm.
We only like to, because that's what happens. If we visit it, where our minds are drift back into those areas, and we get stuck in the room, the door gets closed shut because we stayed there too long.
Powerful analogy, yes.
So allow yourself to transition. Transition from day to day, moment to moment, because there is a time frame when we have to leave here. Again, I believe that our Creator gave us the opportunity to finalize the things that we need to finalize, because we can't take them where we're going.
Right.
They can't transition. Those emotional baggages, all of those things, holds us up, literally. It holds us up, especially if we're in a preparation stage of death. I truly believe we have guides. We have spiritual guides at the end, you know, and I know this for sure. My sister, my mother spoke of this before transitioning, and they were, and I was like, Mom, who are you talking to? And they just look at me and smile. They never really, and maybe I truly believe the entities just told them, you know, to not say anything. And I found myself seeing this in patients as I've been helping them transition. I believe loved ones, our ancestors, come back with those guys to let them know it's okay.
Yes.
It's all right.
I'm fine.
The transition.
Yes.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Oh,
it's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, I have a whole story about my experience with my husband and his transition. Matter of fact, I've written a book about it. But we'll talk about that after the show, because that's a whole conversation.
Yes.
Viana, our Friday host, says, Grand Rising, Sistars. Great, important topic. And she says, lots of people of all ages are leaving suddenly these days. And, you know, what I've learned, of course, in understanding that people do choose the time of their passing, their soul makes that choice. Now it seems like people are taking the opportunity of the coronavirus as a means to exit. And I know that sounds strange, and one of the things we're working on is helping people to see this pandemic differently, not as an enemy, not as a curse, but an opportunity, first of all, for us to recognize and face our fears of death and perhaps change our culture in the way we address the transition from the physical back to the non-physical, and also to understand that life is a continuum, so there is no ending. There's only transition. Like you say, you go into the room, you come out of the room, but your consciousness is everlasting. So it's an opportunity for us to face our culture and the way we fear death. And when you fear death, you can't really enjoy life. So
sure.
For those people who are stuck in the room, they're stuck on, oh, what I didn't do, what I didn't get, is there a way for them to come to peace with whatever they feel like they didn't achieve in this lifetime, or that maybe they feel like they failed, or like you say, they can't forgive, you know, they're stuck somewhere. Is there a way to help them release those negative feelings about leaving here with things undone or mistakes made?
Yeah. I must say this, in 2020 when we actually had the major shutdown, I had to ask myself, because I was transitioning from one hospital to another hospital due to the pandemic and moving into other areas. So as I came to myself, I realized I was having a cave experience. The cave experience was where people really had no movement. So this was beneficial to some, and some it was not beneficial, because a person that's really stressed, going through different things such as mental illness, depression, that means that they were more shut down in the fear and in fear, so they became more what they called overwhelmed, all right, with anxiety and these things. And this is nothing, again, it's called stress for that moment, stress for that present time. One must always realize that you control this being from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. When you allow yourself, your focus, to get too, again, too much focus on the outside world, then that is a big issue. And when you allow yourself to stay in the past mindset of failure or disheartening abuse or whatever you might have went through, that's no longer an option for you. You have to know what your options are. You have to give yourself options. There's no one solution to one problem. You know, our executive function of our brain knows what we need. We were created this way. So when we allow too much stress, which is, again, passing our boundaries, you know, passing our limits and allowing things to cause an internal rupture, nothing is more important than your well-being. Mm. It doesn't matter what it is. I don't care if it's family, friends, work, you know, career. Nothing is more important than your well-being. You have to use the power that you were given. And that, one of those greatest powers is called powers of choice and power of pause. I choose to remove myself from the fire today. I choose to allow myself breathing room. I choose to allow myself the decision to make what's best for me. If you don't make those choices, what's best for you, what then happens is that you get overthrown in life and you lose your footing. And I call it the rabbit hole. You get into that area and you get stuck and you don't know how to climb out. You don't even know if somebody's trying to reach you. Then you start self-defeating, self-sabotaging, leading to self-destruction. Because self-destruction is real. It's not this, and we call it that suicide ideation mindset, where you don't allow any life to come in. You're blocking everything, not really realizing that you're slowly but surely taking your life away. Mm-hmm. We cannot live that way. We have enough hurt, pain on this earth that has consciously overthrown every aspect of life there is. So we cannot allow ourselves to go down that stream, go into that void, as I call it. We have to stay, you know, in the light, okay? The light is where you need to be to keep yourself comfortable, to not give in the area of codependency, depending on people for your happiness, depending on people for your love or to feel accepted. You may not have that. It's hard for us to satisfy other people.
Yes, yes. And I think that is one of the regrets that people have when they leave here, you know, what they didn't do, how they may have failed. I think that's what makes it difficult for them to let go because of the regret. So I think that's an excellent idea for people to look forward or to recall the good times, recall the good that they did. You know, don't focus on the mistakes. I think our belief in death being a final thing is what keeps us from being able to be at peace. We got to take a last break. When we come back, I want to ask you about your thoughts on, you know, the re-entry after death, reincarnation, how belief or non-belief in that has an impact in a person's acceptance of transitioning out of the physical body, and how this present culture not acknowledging that impacts our extreme fear of death. But we want to encourage you all to give us a call, 515-605-9325. Our guest, Dr. Debbie Green, she's on the East Coast, which means she's an hour ahead of Central Time, and she's got to get her day started a little bit after the break. So we want to give you all a chance to call and speak to her before she's got to go. So we'll be right back after this quick break. And if you're listening online and want to join this conversation, give us a call, 515-605-9325. Press 1 when you're ready to speak. And those are on our switchboard now. Press 1 if you got a comment, question. And we'll be right back. So stick and stay. Don't stray away. We'll be back.
Do you worry about finances, family, health, job, relationships? Are you in pain? Do you feel stuck? If you answered yes to any of these questions, help is available. Don't worry, you're not alone. It's part of the human process. You only feel this way because you haven't mastered the voices in your head. No hype, just down-to-earth, solid, workable tools and techniques that you can practice daily. It's really food for the soul, whether you want to learn how not to worry about anything, reverse type 2 diabetes, publish a book, promote your product or service, or just make extra money. To take advantage of the deal of the day, go to ZeldaSpeaks.com or call 312-409-6619. Mention promo code TheFemaleSolution and get free shipping. That's ZeldaSpeaks.com or 312-409-6619. Stop worrying today. Visit ZeldaSpeaks.com.
We all say we would like to be wealthy, but wealth isn't determined by how much money you have. Wealth is determined by your power to define what money is. The dictionary defines money as something used as a way to pay for goods and services and to pay people for their work. So how would you like to have access to an unlimited source of money? Money that is not taxed by the government. Money that increases as you share the opportunity with others. Money that you can use to pay for goods and services and pay people for their work. I'm talking about Bitcoin. It's the future of independent wealth building. Bitcoin is the new money that you control. Get started building your wealth. Call 312-849-3456. That's 312-849-3456.
Susan Essentials is re-engineering what health looks like by leading you to the best wellness initiatives in the world. Start your coaching plan today and create a new paradigm of health. Click here to learn more.
This is Minister Cynthia Marie Williams, spiritual counselor and advisor. I invite you to a private reading in the areas of business, health, finances, relationships. My introductory cost of $20. Please call because there is a higher power that can help me help you. 312-802-4743. Peace and blessings to you all. Call me. 312-802-4743.
What if you could live to be 120 years old and remain active, healthy, alert, and vibrant? Our bodies are made up of cells that are constantly rejuvenating. So if we take proper care of ourselves, we can literally defy aging. Join us every Tuesday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time to learn about self, cell care from Susan Essentials on the Female Solution Blog Talk Radio Show. Learn how to help your body and your cells feel rejuvenated each day through proper nutrition, sleep, frequency medicine, and many unconventional methods of self-care. I'm Jody Susan. Join me and my amazing guests by calling in at 515-605-9325 and press 1 to speak. We'll help you achieve a breakthrough in your health today.
Remember, we have a generation before us, I mean, eons, I think that, again, people get so comfortable with just the natural. My mother, my grandmother, you know, and death, they don't go back 15, 30, 50, 60 generations before. You know, we have ancestors. So, which means that the energy that was transitioned, you know, through our lineage, our mother, our father, came from a, oh my goodness, it came from a long line of generations before us. So the energy that's going forward, which means we're just passing through this life, having experiences, you know, in our books, I call it our book of life, okay? We have those indifferent experiences. We have good experiences. We touch souls. Every day you touch a soul, whether you realize it or not. You can go into a grocery store and look at someone. You may not see that person for one time, but you may smile. But guess what you did? You touched a soul. Yeah. So we are constantly interacting and connected. There is never a disconnection. I think that people think that it is, but it is not at all. As we transition from this plane, this earthly plane, to the spiritual plane, again, we transition in peace. Now, beyond this plane, it is an experience. I truly believe, as just in my experience and my studies, if we have not completed what we are supposed to, according to the spiritual understanding of completeness. See, if you, for example, if you have a career, you went to college or whatever the case may be, you learned, and then you worked a job for, I don't know, 20 years, and you retired. Okay, that's what you completed in that area. That's in the natural. You had a family, you did this, or whatever the case may be, and then you transition. If you didn't complete the purpose for yourself, it's not just for the family. It's not just for the people that surround you. I believe that there's a purpose, a destiny, that has to be completed for the self, because that's why you were sent to earth in the first place. Again, we get distracted. We get diverted from all of these other things and belief systems telling us, oh, we're doing something wrong. I'm not living the best life. Looking at mistakes as a failure instead of looking at it as a learning curve. Looking at things that might have happened through hardship instead of looking at it as, oh, I'm strong, I'm resilient, I went through it. We look at it the total opposite.
Oh, wow. Mom AZ, this is right up your alley. She's going through an extreme health challenge. And you know, a lot of it has been involved enduring pain and, you know, it's overwhelming, and we are of the consciousness that we chose these challenges, but sometimes when you're in the midst of it, you can really want to clock out of here. Like, you know what, I'm ready to leave. I don't know if I want to do this anymore. So it really does take a change of mind, a change of
how we're
looking at it. You know, I've accepted this challenge of going through this for the purpose of greater growth, understanding, development of my soul, you know, all these things. And that's just such a total opposite way of looking at it. So say like if somebody's gone through a life of health challenges and they've gone through a life of pain and, you know, physical discomfort, how do you help them see that in a positive as they're ready to transition? You know, how do you help them view that as maybe a triumph over adversity?
Do you recall Lamaze, when a mother is actually in the birthing canal, that's what I call, and she feels pain, the pain comes, and then it ceases, and then it comes back again. Now, if you remember Lamaze, Lamaze was where your mind was literally over the matter. So you have, it's the same process. You have to think of it as okay, I'm feeling this physical pain, but if I allow myself to become a part of the pain, it's going to intensify because now I have no control over even the physical man. And I truly believe that even if Lamaze, if we can do that with Lamaze and giving birth, now we know for mothers that was extreme pain.
Yeah, that last hour.
We had to breathe.
Yes.
And focal, right?
Yes.
Focal at that point. Deep breathing. Okay, we go back to that. We go back to the deep breathing. Getting oxygen. We have a built-up oxygen tank inside our bodies. Cleansing breath all the way. And we have this thing called fire breath now. Nehemiah, if I say this right, I'm so sorry.
Naima,
I'm so sorry. We have this thing called fire breath, and a lot of times they do it in yoga. And the thing about it is even if you're in pain, it helps you to focus, and it's fire breath. And as you're doing this, you're breathing in and out. I know it seems like you're panting, but this, you're getting oxygen through the brain. And when you do that like five times, and then you take a cleansing breath and you blow it all the way out.
Yeah, that's
and
kind of exercise our Zelda helps us do every Monday, the breathing, and then, you know, let it go. And
Yes. Because I truly believe that the pain that some of us are descendants, which we are descendants, we're still feeling pain of our ancestors.
Yes.
We're still, and, you know, and that pain may be a physical pain. It may have been a mental pain for them. It may have been an emotional pain for them.
Yeah.
But we feel it in our physical bodies because, remember, our body keeps score.
Yeah.
That's, I mean, we're talking about the cells in the body remembering.
Yeah.
Okay, it's transitioning, right? And I truly believe you can literally put your hands on your body wherever you are in pain, and you can literally speak to your flesh. I mean, that's just, I believe that. It's a mind over matter. If I have a headache, you know, I am free. I am free in my mind. I am free in my body. I am free in my spirit. I command this pain to leave. Faith is one of those things that is so powerful. Whatever you believe, you will receive.
Yeah.
But you've got to first believe it and allow yourself to get into the spiritual realm and start speaking to your body, because we don't do that. We go to the doctor, we take pills, but has it ever dawned on you that you can speak to your body on a repetition, repetition, until you finally realize this thing is letting up? Yes, it is. Okay, well, keep speaking it.
Yes.
Speaking it, because we have that power and we have that, what they call authority over this being. This is just flesh. That's what it is, which is attached to emotions. Emotional pain becomes physical pain.
Yes.
Mental pain becomes physical pain. If it's not dealt with, if it's not let go, if it, you know, it's, what else can the body do to react to what is going on inside? We can't touch emotional pain. We can't touch mental pain. What we can do is subside it.
Yes.
We have to flow with the rivers of life. And a lot of times we think we have, but what we did, we put it to the back of our minds. You remember that storage place back there? I'm just going to put it to the back of my mind. But even that gets full.
Yeah.
Even that gets full. And when that gets full, where do you think it's going to seep out at? It seeps down into the heart.
Ooh.
The heart is the one that holds all the issues of life.
Wow.
And when the heart gets full, my sister, it seeps down into the spirit core, dealing with the soul. And then the body starts to feel all of that pain. So I'm telling Mama Z, look back in your life cycle. There's an area back there somewhere that was not dealt with, and it has formed a mass of pain that you are still feeling in your physical person.
Wow.
And I will greatly help you to find it, because sometimes it's in the deepest parts of our subconscious. And, you know, if we don't think about it, and it doesn't come to the surface of our minds, then we don't know why we're still going through these afflictions.
Mm.
Because you're such a beautiful person. And, you know, many are the afflictions of the righteous.
Wow.
You know,
wow.
We feel the same, but we can be free from it. Yes, we can.
Yes, we can.
Yes, we can.
Yes, we can. Well, Mama AZ, your mic is still open if you want to make a comment. You know, this...
Thank you. Thank you, Dr. Lateef. This is very enlightening and confirmational for me this day, because I go to the ID doctor today, the Center for Disease Control, and I stopped taking the antibiotics last week, and everybody is running around like, oh, my God. Why are you doing this? It's going to be your fault if you're still having with the infection. But my body and the ancestors told me no. My higher self told me no. I am clear. No matter what anybody else says, we can talk to our bodies. And this has just given me the opportunity to do something different, to be as a statement to other ones who may be going through something similar. And Dr. Green, I'm so grateful that the universe put you on today. My appointment is at 1 o'clock, family, Arizona time. I'm in Tucson, Arizona, at the Gables Facility Rehab Nursing Home. And I've learned a lot in this journey. And, yes, it gets hard. However, I am so grateful for Minister Williams and others who have kind of gotten me out of the closet to do what I came to the planet to do. And I'm grateful again, Dr. Green, for your knowledges. And you are an indigenous person, correct?
I'm gonna claim that.
okay. Meaning you're not Caucasian. That's what I mean, because over the many years of my traveling and gathering information and wisdoms and things, the majority of the people have been Caucasian who have this conversation or this reasoning, and that's why I'm asking. And I'm so grateful to Dr. Lateef, who chose to come in that body that she's in to bring some awareness to the indigenous people. Thank us.
Yes.
Thank us.
Thank us. Universal spirit, us.
Oh, yes. Beautiful.
Yes. Well, I believe that all things happen in divine order by divine design, because we're all here at this time on planet Earth to guide her toward that transition that we all must make to higher consciousness. And so all of us who are doing the work we're doing, we're adding to that process. And you, Dr. Debbie Green, are such a gift to us today. I'm grateful that you have shared your insight, your wisdom, and we got to have you back.
Absolutely.
You know, we're gonna have to have a regular schedule of you coming on. Just the healing work that you do. I think it's, and I know you've got to leave us. One last essential thing, if you can. How do people get in touch with you if they want your services? If they want you to help their loved one, is that a thing you can do over the phone, virtually? You know, how do they?
Absolutely, I do virtual counseling, everything. You know, especially if they're here in Atlanta, you know, they can also reach out to me. But virtually, I am wherever, global. You know, because I'm so glad for this platform. Oh my God, it helps tremendously. The way you can reach me, my number is 678-634-4178, 6344178. I'm a certified death doula, an end-of-life specialist. I also am a life coach and a soul coach as well. And I will gladly be able to help you in any facet of life that we are in. Help your loved ones, help you in any area. You can definitely also reach out to me by email. Our email is keys, K-E-Y-S, the number 4, oh my goodness, I'm so overwhelmed, life.
Keys for life.
Keys for life 21 at gmail.com. I'll say that again. Keys, K-E-Y-S, the number 4, life,
okay.
21
at
gmail.com.
Okay, so let me make sure I have this phone number correct. That is 678-634-4178.
That's
is that
correct?
Okay, all right. Well, we certainly do want to encourage those who want to have their loved ones receive assistance. Dr. Debbie Green is a life coach and a death doula. So
you know what? I just made a mistake. I just realized something. I'm so sorry.
Okay.
It's supposed to be Keys for Freedom.
Keys for Freedom. Okay.
I was thinking life. I don't know where that was. Mama D, help me get that. I used to get my old Gmail wrong. I was just thinking life. Universe. Keys for Freedom.
Keys for Freedom.
21 at Gmail. I had to look when it showed me. I'm like, what was I thinking?
and that's Keys
for Freedom.
Freedom.
21.
At Gmail. Yes. At gmail.com. And, you know, that's interesting because freedom, you know, once you are free of the fear of death, then you are truly free, because that is the thing that keeps people from being able to live life and live life abundantly, is the fear of death. So we focus so much on that we fail to appreciate life. But you have the keys to freedom, which is understanding the totality of life and the eternality of life. And that's 678-634-4178, correct?
Yeah, that one's right.
Okay, all right.
Yes, ma'am, that's right.
Put this up here on the screen so people can write it down and call you. And okay, is that everything right?
Yes, ma'am, it's correct now.
All right, there we go. Yeah.
Oh, it's been an honor. Oh, my goodness. I truly appreciate everything, the opportunity to have a voice in this place, because there's so many hurting people in the world, and we just love on the one and to change that one life, we change the generation.
Yes.
Because that one person is going to love another person, and that's how I look at people. I look at them as generations. I don't look at just one person.
Wow.
Because when you change that one life, you touch so many souls just with that one life.
Yeah. That's something to remember.
Yes, absolutely.
That's something to remember.
Thank you so much.
We thank you so much for extending your time with us. We appreciate you, and we will be calling you again.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. Bye, Mama D.
Yes.
See you later.
Yes. And bye-bye. Bye-bye. We're going to take our last break, people, and come on back, and we'll have that conversation with you all on how you're handling the upcoming transition that we all must make at some point in time. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Have you ever dreamed of going to exotic places, meeting fascinating people, enjoying uplifting music, and spending nights in a luxurious hotel? Do you look forward to a relaxing vacation where you can walk along the beach or sit in a quiet park and enjoy the sunset or sunrise? Whether you're flying around the world or driving across the country, we will share travel tips that will help you stay safe while you enjoy the journey. Join me every third Saturday of the month, 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, and move around with Deborah here on the Female Solutions Show. Call in and comment 515-605-9325 and press 1 to speak.
Hey, it's time to take charge of your health. I'm Viata, your holistic life coach, and every Friday morning at 8 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, I'm here on The Female Solution to empower you to make choices that will assist your evolution to abundant health. I'm also blogging every Sunday evening at 8 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time at Soul Purpose Healing, where I bring you a spiritual chiropractic adjustment to bring you back into alignment with our Creator's love, compassion, and wisdom. Join me every Friday morning at 8 a.m. and Sunday evening at 8 p.m. for a time of unity, enlightenment, and love vibration. Shalom.
I'm Naima Latif. Join me and my co-host Kareem Hamid every Wednesday morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. on the Female Solution Radio Show as we explore that relationship that is the foundation for our society, the relationship between men and women, husbands and wives. Join our discussion as we seek to repair broken family ties and rebuild our community. Listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution. Call in and comment 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to our host. Or you can join us live on Facebook at www.facebook.com/the-female-solution.
And we are back for our last 20 minutes or so on the Female Solution Global Radio TV show. I'm Naima Latif, sitting in for our Tuesday host, Jody Soussaint of Soussaint Essentials. And she'll be back next week, of course, for more on self-cell care. This is a time for us all to look at how we see life and perhaps make some adjustments in our understanding so that we can take better care of ourselves. Ourselves, our mind, body, spirit complex. We are here to enjoy this physical life experience and to learn lessons. And we choose the lessons that we want to learn in each life experience. So if we are ready to let go of some understandings that are truly misunderstandings, then we can enjoy this earth experience, whatever we have chosen to experience, be it a challenging physical condition, a challenging emotional condition, a challenging environment. All of these things that we choose as our life experience is a decision that we make in order for the ongoing growth and evolution of our eternal soul. We don't have to do anything to become eternal, beings, we already are eternal beings, having a temporary physical experience. And the temporary physical experience we're choosing to have on this particular planet, the school of Earth, is challenging because part of that experience is the amnesia that we go through once we go through the birth canal and come out. And for a time, we're connected with that spirit realm, and then we're disconnected, and we forget. We forget that we've chosen the parents that we've chosen. We forget that we've chosen the challenges we've chosen. We forget what we intended to learn. Our soul remembers, but our conscious mind has forgotten. And that's the challenge of the Earth School. So when we get ready to transition back to the non-physical, many of us have been introduced to belief systems that make us fear that process. We fear punishment. We fear physical agony and pain. We fear a disapproving God. And so the transition out is one that is stressful. And it shouldn't be. In some cultures, there is a celebration as one transitions because it's realizing that they are going back home. But so much of the belief systems in the Western world make that transition one of sadness, depression, anxiety, and fear. So this global pandemic is giving us an opportunity to face our beliefs about death and the fear that we have and the way we actually prevent ourselves from enjoying life because we're fearing death. Look at what we're going through now. And I'm not saying that people are wrong for trying to prevent the spread of something that does cause some extreme discomfort. I mean, when you can't breathe, that's everything. When you go into the hospital, before they do anything, they got to make sure you're breathing, because once that stops, everything stops. So anything attacking the respiratory system, it is a serious thing. So I understand that. But look at how we have lowered the quality of life because we fear death. Now, it's okay that we can communicate virtually and perhaps where we may used to visit each other during holidays, we have our family Zoom Thanksgiving, and, you know, it's not the same. Okay, I understand that. We're trying to clear the air, so to speak, allow the virus to dissipate. But so much of what we have done has caused so much depression. Our elders being left in nursing homes without visitation because we're fearing their death. No one giving anybody a hug, which is a very vital energy exchange to revitalize the cells in our bodies. And so we're denying people that physical comfort, and that is making us less healthy. It's diminishing our well-being. Not being able to give a hug to children who need comfort when they're sad and afraid. And so that diminishes their quality of life because we're afraid of death. People not being able to gather together and laugh and enjoy dance, music, song, food together because we're fearing death. And so we have destroyed the quality of life. And that's why there have been so many suicides. I consider you all my family. That's why I share all my business with you all. Even though many of you I may never have met in person. I had a moment of depression a few days ago. And I thought, you know, I'm tired of going through this. I'm tired of being sad. I'm ready to go home. And that thought put me on a certain vibration. And I had an out-of-body experience when my soul released from my body. I literally left my body. Now, it was an interesting experience because, you know, an out-of-body experience takes you to another dimension of reality. And I visited various places, and I went to a playground, and there were children, and I got on, you know, some of the playground rides, and I felt joy, and it was like my joy was restored, and then I reentered my body. And so I thought about that experience. This happened a few days ago. And I realized that when you get to that point of depression or sadness, you're saying to your soul, I'm ready to leave this physical life experience. And sometimes things happen, you know, car accident or some other unforeseen thing, but it's not really an accident. It's a decision that you've made on a spiritual level to leave. So you have to be aware of your thoughts. You have to be aware of how you allow things to affect you. Because we do come here with an exit plan and sometimes several options of an exit plan, depending on the decisions that you make. But there is an exit plan. And when you get to a point where you're feeling like you don't have a reason to live, then you're choosing a particular exit plan for that time. And it may come in the form of an accident, and unforeseen, sudden illness, but you are putting yourself on the vibration to exit with the thought that you think that I am tired of this life and I'm ready to go. So being able to manage your emotions is critical. And if you're in an environment that is depressing, then at some point you're going to think that thought, I don't want to keep living. That's why it's so essential that we not isolate our elders or our children from loving embraces because we fear death. Because then we remove the high quality of life. So we want you to contact our guest, Dr. Debbie Green. If you feel that you need her services, and if you have someone who is ill and perhaps ready to make a transition, then contact her so that they can have a smooth transition and not have one of distress if they're fearing that they're awaiting punishment. And thank you, Zelda, for recommending her. We appreciate you so much. How do you know when your soul leaves your body? Well, let me describe what that feeling is like. Like Dr. Debbie Green was saying, you know, your consciousness is always present. It is the strangest feeling because you literally feel your life force energy separate from your physical structure. And I believe in my book, Visits from the Dream State, where I talk about the experience with my husband after his transition, and he came back in spirit, and he helped me leave my body so that I could join him in spirit. It was kind of like, if you ever had on a tight dress and you have to kind of pull yourself out of it, that experience was like that at that point, just kind of slipping out of a garment. I think in the book I described it as being pulled out of a zipped up sleeping bag. It's like this is a, and I think one of our guests one time called it a body bag. This is just a body bag that you're in, but your life force energy comes into it at birth and leaves it at death. But you have a consciousness connected to that life force energy. And when your soul leaves your body, then you, when you're conscious of it, you feel yourself, it's like taking off a suit of clothes. Hypnotherapist Dolores Cannon interviewed thousands of people on the death experience. We've played some of her videos and audios on this show over time. But people always describe it as it's like getting out of one chair and sitting in the next. I mean, it's such a smooth thing, you know. You pull away from the covering. I guess I could even describe it as, you know, how does it feel when you take off a coat? It's kind of like that. You're taking off a coat. And if you had on a big, heavy coat, you know what it feels like when you take off this big, heavy coat. Like, oh, got that weight off. So it's kind of like that. Now, while we're sleeping at night, our souls leave our bodies. It's our body that sleeps. Our soul never sleeps. Our soul is always alert, alive. So what we experience as dreams are actually the travels of our soul. And then, and Dolores Cannon even describes this, it's like when you awaken, your body's reeling you back in, and you're always connected. Your soul is always connected to your body by an etheric umbilical cord, it's kind of like. So once that cord is severed, that's when your life force energy, your soul, your spirit, it doesn't come back to your body. And that's what death is. It's that permanent separation from the physical body. And this is why sometimes when someone dies suddenly, I don't know if you all remember that movie, I think The Sixth Sense with Bruce Willis, and the little boy said, "I see dead people all the time." Well, what happens sometimes when a person makes a sudden exit, they don't know for a while that they actually died. Because once you transition, as Dr. Green just said, you have guides that will help you to the next level, you know, so you know where to go. Because sometimes you're like, wait a minute, I'm not understanding. I'm standing right here, and people are looking at the car crash that I just had, and I'm looking at my body, but I'm fine. You know, so first there's a confusion about that when something happens suddenly. And then, you know, guides in the spirit realm come in and take you to where you're supposed to go after that. And as she said, you know, there's a life review. There's a video that you see. In the ancient text, they talk about a book of life. Well, now that we got video, you know, we describe it as, you know, you look at the video of your life. But I love what Dr. Green does in helping people have that life review while they're still here so they can be at peace and looking at the good scenes in their lives and the times when they help people, because that's what you need to feel. You need to feel that your life has been purposeful and that you achieved something meaningful. The saddest transitions are when people are believing they did nothing of value. And sometimes if you spend a lifetime acquiring things and not spending time with loved ones, there's deep regret because you realize you can't take any of this with you. And it really has no value. Once you leave, it has no value at all. The only thing that is of value are the things you share. So we should learn that lesson before we leave so that the quality even of our passing is of a high quality, one of peace and satisfaction. So, yeah. Yeah, remember the tight dress days. Yeah, so coming out of a garment is what it feels like when your soul separates from your body. And when that happens, it's so effortless. You know, we feel we're going to suffer our way into death when really it isn't. It's a release, a letting go. And when you do it while you're in a conscious state, it's an amazing experience. But what that recent experience taught me is to be aware of my thoughts so that I'm not giving a signal to my body that I'm ready to release the soul and end this journey because I know my work isn't finished yet. But it's very important to stay in a high frame of mind and not to descend into depression. And so we have to help each other stay up, you know. These are times when we're being bombarded with fear and we're being bombarded with ideas that we should diminish the quality of our life. And it's just like when someone's ready to transition, and we probably all had this experience with an elder or someone sick, and they're ready to transition, but we have fears of death or we're not ready to let them go. So we got them hooked up to all kinds of life support and tubes up their nose and down their throat, and we're really making them stay here, and they're ready to go. And we want to keep their body functioning anyway. That's why they say you should have a living will. You know, what do you want to happen once you become incapacitated? Do you want to be kept here artificially or not? And when your soul is ready to release from the body and we forcibly keep you here, we're not doing you a service. It's not a quality of life that you're enjoying. You're just breathing artificially from a machine. And it's because we just aren't ready to let go.
Definitely.
And there have been people that, yes, Mama AZ. What are your thoughts on that? Because, you know, I know that, you know, you've had various experiences with, you know, being hooked into machines, and it's not pleasant. What are your thoughts about that?
Well, you bring up a very potent question, because my mom was on life support, and I stayed 3 weeks on the floor in the hospital in Phoenix with my mom, and her friend in one of the biggest churches in South Phoenix, Reverend Black, he came up to the house. And he told me, he says, Penan, your mom had me to come and minister to you. And I said, about what? And he said, Hattie wants to go. He never called her Maddie with an M. He always called her Hattie. He said, Hattie had a reason with me, and she asked me to come and talk with you, Robbie, because, you know, you are keeping her here. And I said, what? He says, I've been a minister all my life. We're relatives, we're cousins, and I don't understand what she's saying, but I love your mom enough to come and have what she wants me to say to you, for me to say it. She wants you to let her go because your spirit is keeping her on this plane. And she wants to go. And you know what happened, Dr. Lateef? I came and took a shower and fell asleep. And I saw my mom on one ship, and I was on the other ship, and somebody was on a third ship, and my mom said to me, she says, Robbie, you have got to let me go. This was in the dream. And I said, no. She says, you can't go with me, baby. I have to go on my own. I have to sail this ship alone. And when I called my husband, who was recruiting in Philadelphia, in Germantown, and he told me I was crazy, and he's in the Navy, and I said, no, I'm not, Dan, no, I'm not. He said, you're just thinking these things. And so when I hung the phone up, my husband, I didn't hang it up. I had the button pushed down. Dr. Leticia was Dr. Rosenberg, my mom's doctor. And I said, Dr. Rosenberg, I said, you're calling me because my mom has made her transition. And he said, how did you know? I said, because she waited until I got home to take a nap because she didn't want me to be there to be a part of that. And Dr. Latifah, I would never, ever forget that. She had the pastor to come and talk to me to say, let her go. And I said all of this to say that this, I said all of that to say this, family. Sometimes we can hold on. Our love or need or whatever you want to call it is so strong. And these ones want to transfer, and sometimes we block them by holding on to their spirit. And just let it go is no big deal. And I'm grateful for this show, Dr. Lateef, because this is healing. It is healing. And whatever was bothering you earlier, I feel you. And sometimes we have to feel that. We have to go through that. That feeling of, what the heck? I don't want to be here anymore. But we get over this because of the assignment, like minister and the ascended masters, you know, would come to me as a little child at 4 or 5 years old in the closet and say, baby, you chose this, and you have whatever you need to get through this lifetime. And I'm seeing that in your show with Minister Williams on there just solidified some things, Dr. Lateef. So we can talk about this offline.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
We will definitely have that conversation for sure. I believe Lois wants to make a remark, one last remark. You got about a minute, Lois, before we got to leave.
Hi, I'm on the express way for everyone today. I have, decided God is in charge of all of us, and we were born to die. All of us were born to die. And so when God makes that time, we can't do anything but accept it. So I'm enjoying the show, and you're absolutely right about those life support machines. As you know, my sister Emily North, she will be funeralized Friday in Seattle, Washington. However, they've kept her on the machine for the longest. And if anyone knows, that's what they do to all of our people, claiming, oh, we're holding them until the family arrives. But it's like $15,000, $20,000 a day just to be on the machine. You know,
yes.
So they make that money as much as they can before you leave this world. Believe me. Thanks so much, and I've been really enjoying the show today, as always. God bless you all.
But thanks so much for listening in, Lois. We appreciate you. Drive safe. And we're going to leave people. We appreciate all of you for being with us. Thank you to our guest, Dr. Debbie. Be back soon. I have to figure out how to have her regularly. Email. Join us tomorrow. My co-host, Kareem Hamid.
Our show today, but you can hear every show in the archives at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution. You can also hear today's show on the Female Solution Facebook page. Go to www.facebook.com/thefemalesolution. Leave your comments about today's show. You can always reach me on my website at www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com. Watch our TV shows, listen to our radio shows, order our books, and be sure to get your copy of the book, The Female Solution. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to thank all of you who participated in today's discussion. And to our global family listening from all around the world, we say thank you. To our family in China, Xiexie. India, Zanyaba. Japan, Arigato. Korea, Kamsahamnida. Russia, Spasiba. Germany, Danke. Poland, Dziękuję. France, Merci. Spain, Gracias. Italy, Grazie. Egypt, Shukran. Ghana, Medasi. Nigeria, Eshe. South Africa, Ngiyabonga. Senegal, Jerez. Kenya, Asante. Israel, Toda. Pakistan, Shukriya. Afghanistan, Tashakur. Saudi Arabia, Shukran. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Thank you. And may peace be upon you and the mercy of God and God's blessing.